actors work in Statesville?
How many actors work in Statesville? We have at least 150 each night, but our staff could be up to 180 depending on where we are.
That's a lot of actors.
It is a lot of actors, that's for sure.
Do you have a different job when Statesville's not open?
Statesville is pretty much, and Statesville is part of Zombie Army Productions. Mm-hmm. So Zombie Army Productions is year-round. Statesville is one part of that year. But no, I mean, it's always working on
like
Zombie Army.
Like the zombie prom and stuff like that.
Yeah, we do other events year round. So we've got a spring event, summer event, mm-hmm. fall events. And also I'm an actor, so I audition, go to classes, you know.
So you gotta go up to a theater class and stuff like that?
Yeah, going up to a rehearsal as soon as this is over. I gotta go up and rehearse a David Mamet play.
That's cool. So how long has Statesville been open?
Statesville's been open, let's see, Statesville started as a haunted hayride back in 97. Yeah,
it was
a haunted hayride. What's that?
How was that like?
It was before I got here. It was started by the farmer who owns property because prisoners used to actually escape the real prison.
Yeah, isn't this based on the real prison, Don and Juliet?
Yeah, it's inspired by, but not based on. In no way do we think this is a representation of a real prison. This is a fantasy that we created with fake people, fake characters. We don't use prison guards. We don't use real people that went to jail. But yeah, so the haunted hayride was in 97, and then we came on in 98, and we took over this whole barn and tore down whatever was in here and started the Statesville Haunted Prison Show.
Mm-hmm. And how long has, how much has Statesville progressed over the years?
Not at all.
Really?
Not a bit. No, it's the exact same. No, I'm kidding. all it does is progress. Every single year, it's all we do. I mean, obviously, are you cold right now? Because
mm-hmm.
it's freezing in here, right?
The camera's shaking too.
But Bobby's still here working right now on next year. We don't rest. You know, it's our goal to make sure that next year is better than last year. That is always our mission.
And then you always say that one thing every time. What is it?
This is going to be the hardest year we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you making? Are you poking at me? You sure you want to do this right now?
And then is the pier, you know, the haunted house at the pier, is that as successful as Statesville?
No, I mean, these are two totally different animals. The Statesville show is our rock and roll flagship monster mega haunted house.
Yeah.
The Fear at Navy Pier is a more of a tourist attraction. It's much smaller because there's not a lot of space there. And it's a totally different concept. It's more of a comedy horror. And we try to do something completely different. I mean, it's boring to do the same thing at two places. So they're two totally different shows.
I heard it changed a lot this year too, theme-wise
Yeah, it was a complete new theme, complete new haunted house, brand new across the board at the Fear.
And what do you think makes Statesville more unique and better than other haunted houses?
What makes Statesville more unique and better? I'll tell you what makes it more unique. I think that we are truly an interactive experience.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, that's for one. That's kind of like the easy part. You know, you got to find your way through these rooms. There's actors crawling all over the place. It's, you know,
it's in the ground.
It's in your face, right? Now, what makes it, what also makes it unique is our storytelling, our concept.
Yeah.
When you come to Statesville, you know who the characters are. You know what the story is. You're not going from...
Like the introduction, you know, the first room, the ground shaking and stuff.
And you know that's the warden talking to you, and you're now being treated like prisoners. So I think that's something that's special to Statesville that not a lot of haunted houses have, is a really clear and strong concept. I think a lot of haunted houses are very collage haunts. By that I mean, like, you could be in an Egyptian tomb one moment, and then you could be in an attic, and then you can be in a swamp. Like, we really are slaves to our story, and everything we do is to try to advance that story.
And have any of the actors stayed here, or any of the builders stayed here since it started?
Yeah, I've got some people who have been here since day one, actors, builders. You know, it's been a long time. It's been 16 years. So, of course, things happen. People go away to school. People get jobs. People have families. But yeah, there are some people. My brother Bobby and my brother Kyle, who you saw today, both of them were here the first year as actors.
Do you have any more plans to make movies?
Yes. We're going to be, we're in the editing process right now for The Adventures of Kitty Zombie. Yep. So we'll be doing that one. That'll come out this spring. And then we'll do the festival tour.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, me neither.
It's going to be cool.
I'm excited about that one.
So when will the construction start for Statesville 2015?
Construction has started for Statesville.
It has already?
It already has started. Bobby's already been here a couple weeks, organizing, getting stuff ready, getting the rooms ready. And then we will start tearing down some old rooms within the next couple weeks.
Is there any plans to, when is Days of the Living Dead going to start back up?
Do you know that yet? Do not know when Days of the Living Dead is going to start back up yet.
Okay, and how many people went through Statesville approximately this year?
A lot.
You know what number?
A real lot.
How many changes do you make Statesville every year?
We change 30 to 40% of the haunted houses. You know, whether it's Statesville and City of the Dead, you know, we like to tear out at least 30 to 40% and then challenge us to be better.
Now, is this room a manic room, or is that what it's called?
This is the Maniac Ward.
Is this going to stay here next year?
It's going to stay here, but we're going to tear a lot of it out. It's going to look significantly different. Like, all those walls will be gone. I may add a bunch of bodies right here where we're sitting.
That's cool, yeah.
A bunch of new props. We want to do some reinventing in this room, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think, I think the clown room is the scariest. What do you think is the scariest room?
What do I think is the scariest room? You know, it really depends on what you're afraid of. I think that's the great thing about Statesville is...
There's so many different things,
and they're not the same. The clown room is not anywhere near what the sister's room is. We're dealing with two different types of scares, styles of scares. And that's, I think, the great thing about this place is each room is significantly different than the room you were just in. And it doesn't matter what you're afraid of, we're going to have something for you here.
Mm-hmm. What? Why do you make haunted houses? Were you always interested in them?
Always loved haunted houses from when I was a kid. From when I was a kid, I went to first time I really was inspired by haunted houses, I went to the old haunted house at Indiana Beach. And it's a cheesy old haunted house. It's been there forever. And I just loved it. I remember as a kid, I just loved it. So yeah, when I went to university at Southern, I was a theater student and I wanted to do haunted houses as a fundraiser.
Do you have any plans to open another Statesville?
Another Statesville?
Yeah,
no.
Somewhere, any other haunted houses?
Other haunted houses? Yes. But we'll never do another Statesville. To us, that would be boring.
Mm-hmm. How many actors are at the zombie containment haunted houses?
There's about 55 there.
So it's a lot smaller than this. A
lot smaller.
And how long does it take to set up zombie containment?
Zombie containment, that's a great thing about that design. It only takes 3 days to set the whole thing up and takes 2 days to take it all away.
And then why did you change the theme of it this year?
Because we wanted to do something new. You know, we're artists, we're storytellers. We wanted to create something that we haven't done before. We thought it was a good opportunity to show Chicago a different way of doing haunted houses too.
Yeah. And then is there anything you would like to let us know about Statesville 2015?
Statesville 2015 is going to be featured on the Legendary Haunt Tour, which is something we're all very excited about. You know, it's a great honor to be selected. So that means haunted house owners from around the world will be coming to see Statesville in mid-November. We'll be open for that special event. So it's a big year for us. It's a great opportunity for us to show people around the country and around the world what we do here, what Zombie Army does here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about that. And I think what we're going to do in the off-season here, you know, we're going to do a whole lot with detail and with intimate scare work. So we're excited to see
a lot of new scares coming.
A lot of new scares, of course. There better be. I mean, otherwise we get bored.
Well, anyway, thank you for the interview.
No problem. Thank you, Donnie.
Bye.